This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, Mike Cernovich and I are having an interesting
answer to 1984 is 1776.
That's right.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I know a liner's coming in there, but I interrupt everybody, so I'm going to interrupt myself. We're going to have Jan Jose Rawls on because he predicted like a year ago and then about 6 months ago and then about a month ago that Antifa would basically turn into a terror organization and that they would start becoming the Weathermen. Now they say that's who they are and what they're going to do. So we're going to get his take on where he sees all that unfolding. But I like Joe. He's a really funny guy. We're talking about how big his show is. And so we weren't bashing it. You were just talking about the phenomenon of kind of the shadow ban type deals that happen where one of the pseudo-intellectual guests announces that someone is a troll, and then to pay homage to the fact that that person's God, then you, who would just make the show more popular and have your own platforms, are not going to be on there because it makes, you know, guests unhappy if you are. The arrogance. I don't know who that guy is. You just showed me a clip during the break. I could care less. The more guys got a microphone open in there, the more I am banned. The more people say he's the evil one, or for years, we will not say his name. All it does is make us bigger. It's so ridiculous. It's so crazy that we're the one that's so controversial they wouldn't list it as the number one podcast in Joe's history, or period, at Google, at Apple. He should say, come back. Let's make a bigger stunt out of this. Let's get ready to rumble. The man that Apple will not even let you know is number one with Joe Rogan and his huge platform. Why won't they do that? That's so simple. With Joe's platform, they can't silence him. With all the platforms he's got, he would say, we are having back the guy with the biggest podcast we ever had. Well, you know, let's see if this one gets censored. Let's see if Apple puts it to the top. They'll hang on every word, and instead of 25 million viewers, it'll have 50 million viewers. But we don't want Super Bowl-level audiences.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. Joe definitely should have called that out. And again, I'm a big, he's done great work. He has
he did kind of call Glenn Hoffman. He's just going, wow, it's weird. They never listed as number one.
Well, no, I mean, but you got to go to war for something like that. If they're committing fraud the way Apple is by not listing that, not letting it trend.
Well, the message is we're not going to let you monetize it either.
Well,
you have Alex on. We won't let you monetize it.
Well, the reason we're bringing
you give into that, America's gone, folks. Where is the common sense here?
YouTube's doing it, too. They wouldn't let the podcast Brett Weinstein and Jordan Peterson did with the Joe Rogan. It was they wouldn't let it trend manual on YouTube. So YouTube and Apple and all these companies are manipulating it. And the problem is if that people lay low on that, you have to raise a stink. Joe should be like, hey, why don't you call the YouTube CEO and ask her why she won't let this podcast?
And then Joe Peterson would be even bigger.
Exactly.
Because, look, I mean, you know, out there in the internet sphere, the only thing that's anywhere approaching what I'm doing is Joe Rogan. And Joe knows that. He said it on air that we're both mega massive. He's seen my numbers, and I've seen his. We've shown each other our wee-wees. The point is, he knows that. So why be afraid of that? Like in Ghostbusters, cross the streams.
Yeah.
Like you said, never cross the streams.
He has to call it out because people like him, who it's a noblesse oblige, right? He has a duty that if they're censoring people like Jordan Peterson, Brett Weinstein, if YouTube won't let the biggest shows trend, you got to just be like, yo, YouTube, what is up? Joe Rogan used to go to troll Carlos Mencina and say, you're a joke thief. And he would film it and say, you're a joke thief. But when Apple and these big corporations are spanking his butt, you know, get in their faces. Man, get in and say, look, YouTube, I'm not gonna, just like it went after Carlos Mencina, I'm gonna get in your face, Apple. We're not gonna let these,
by the way, they are doing that. But listen, Joe's not going in the corner and peeping on himself and rolling over in a catatonic thing scared of Apple.
It's not that he's afraid, it's just that he doesn't want to get in their face and be aggressive. Watch the Carlos Mencina confrontation.
No, I know. But listen, right? This is a big deal. Because of the number one podcast, long form podcast ever, almost 4 hours long. Number one, they admit it. They will not even let it show up in the top 100 because it will just stay there at the top forever. They don't want us to get the trophies. But we win the Indy 500. We win the NASCAR race. We win the Formula One race. We win, and you don't get it. It's a fraud. It's one thing if it's a Don King fight. You can't 100% prove it was a fraud. With this, they're rigging it in front of everyone. But it's okay because they're liberal and they're Apple and they own slave factories with suicide nets. Now, if they didn't own suicide nets, it's like the ADL gives awards to George Soros, an admitted Nazi. But if you're not a Nazi, they call you a Nazi. So see, that's the thing. Own a slave factory, you're okay.
They care about the dreamers, though. Apple really cares about dreamers.
That's why you're not liberal. You don't own a slave factory, Charnovich.
Yeah.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Coming up in a few minutes, James Wesley Rawls, who predicted that Antifa was really a weatherman organization, that the left would get violent this summer. He predicted that before Trump got elected, when he got elected, and after. He's here to give us his take on where he thinks this is going, formerly with Army Intelligence, best-selling author, one of the top survival bloggers out there. Also want to get his take on Hurricane Irma, a true Category 6, the biggest ever recorded in the Atlantic, set to T-bone the United States via the state of Florida. Amazing. We're going to go to him here in just a moment. There is just one of the islands in the Caribbean already hit. If you're a TV viewer, the latest coverage at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. But the world is definitely entering a massive quickening period predicted by so many in the fourth turning and other analysis. Why does history repeat? Why does it rhyme? Why is everything synced up? We don't really know, but we know there is a collective unconsciousness. We know there's a collective will, and the globalists are trying to artificially influence that. Now, I'm not saying Irma is geoengineered, but there is geoengineering going on secretly in the United States. They admit the program's happening. They just have the details secret. They admit there's weather modification going on in China. Dubai, Russia, the EU. Everybody does it. There's thousands of private companies doing it on a micro level. But there's a lot of advanced technology that we don't know about. In 1967, the Stanford Research Institute certified, this was declassified in 2006. I interviewed the scientist involved when he first got declassified, Ben Livingston, meteorologist, who was the father of it. He was 90 years old then. And the left is saying, oh, climate change is here. It's time to talk about geoengineering. They're the ones already doing it. They're claiming we're geoengineering as individuals, so we're guilty. Let them have control of the atmosphere, and they'll save us. See how they take over? So regardless, geoengineering is going on. They're trying to blame us saying it's happening, individuals, but then claiming the elite are doing nothing. Meanwhile, though, right on time of these superstorms, we have the new film Geoengineering 2017 coming soon on October 20th. Oh, just a little bit more than a month or so after Irma is set to hit. Isn't that just perfect timing, like all these race war films they've been putting out? This is starting to get suspicious. Here it is, Geostorm.
The Senate committee will now hear from Jacob Lawson, Climate ISS Chief Coordinator. May the record reflect that he was nearly 1 hour late.
Yeah, sorry about that. I literally had to fly in from outer space.
A system of satellites, natural disasters have become a thing of the past. We can control our weather.
Mr. President, one of our thermospheric satellites malfunctioned over Afghanistan.
So your proposal is what?
We shut down all satellites.
I don't need to remind all of you how many people died from catastrophic climate change.
Josh Rowland, all of us.
I'm going back up space.
I'm coming back. I promise.
Have a safe trip, sir. Just don't touch anything.
Main engine start.
Mr. Jake Lawson.
The Jake Lawson?
You look much older than I would have thought.
I mean, you look good. Am I getting fired?
My access has been blocked.
So satellite has a bad comm, that happens.
Not a satellite. All of you.
This wasn't a malfunction.
Somebody hacks into the satellite. Somebody hacks into the AI.
There's potential for catastrophic weather events on a global scale. A geostorm.
I love how
to shut the system down.
I spearheaded, along with people like George Norrie, but with real science, the geoengineering, the UN, the World Trade Organization, all of them, the Council on Foreign Relations, all admitting they're doing it, all admitting it's secret, with ground-based lasers and ionizers. It's not space-based. And they're manipulating on a mass scale, and then they make stuff up, like I supposedly said Obama sent tornadoes 5 years ago to Oklahoma City. No, a caller said that, and I said, no, they can create major weather fronts and control them. That's been declassified, but I don't think this is probably a weather event, but they lied and said I did. So again, why are we so attacked? Why are we so demonized? Because we're always decades ahead. Get the news days, weeks, months, or even years before at InfoWars.com. Mike Cernovich.
Yeah, that's why they are afraid, because all they can do are repeat talking points. They don't actually want to break news. What are they allowed to talk about? And there's all these conformity mechanisms that are enforced on people, especially people in the media. They say don't go there. So, but I thank them for what they do. I mean, for example, these Soros-funded websites, they will take all of the videos we do, download them, transcribe it, and then they will write an article about it. And I share those articles, actually. I'm like, wow, I'm
grateful. And that's their mental illness. They have to act like they're the magic wand. They are the high priest. It's a con game. They declare that what we're saying is not true, and then everyone else regurgitates saying it's not true. But everybody knows the media is lying, so most of the public goes, oh, my gosh, it is true, because you don't know something is true until the government or its mouthpieces officially deny it.
Yeah, I'm grateful because I'm so busy, man. I can barely, you know, I need a haircut.
I want to thank George Soros and Media Matters and David Brock for being our secretaries.
Right, they're transcribers. I don't even have time to get a haircut, let alone take this audio and download it and have it transcribed and everything. Who has the time for that?
So thank you, George Soros.
I'm very grateful for Media Matters for, you know, be sure to use headings and download this.
Well, they'll say Roger Stone and Alex Jones say in 3 months they will say that, you know, Trump is mentally ill or has early onset dementia. Exact words 3 months later. I mean, I just love how they just everything we say, they keep documenting it for us as our secretaries so that when it comes true exactly as we said, everybody knows how on target we are.
Yeah, and I've always told people who, when they're like, hey, you're hiring anybody, I go, look, man, just get a job at the Southern Poverty Law Center or Media Matters, and you can get paid to watch me and to transcribe me.
That's and to work for us.
Job. Yeah, it's amazing.
It's like Charlie Wurzel wrote that article. They tested our products, said they're totally clean, exactly what we say is in them. You couldn't have a better third-party review. And people think he works for us.
That was like, well, BuzzFeed, they spent probably $50,000. Because I'm getting a product tested right now, and for the full FDA, you know, these people testify in court, $5,500 just to test one model. So they ran you through three different testings for all of your different products and everything, and it trended well. It was amazing. It showed.
But they used stuff to spin it and say it was bad, but then they admit everything we say is what we said.
Yeah, but the only thing that people remember is that it passed the test. They don't remember that they go, well, there isn't enough zinc, even though the zinc was a binding agent and it wasn't even about the zinc or whatever. People don't remember that. People remember.
Yeah, they go, he sells something for $25, only has $5 of zinc. They don't tell you it's got a bunch of other ingredients in it.
Right.
They just play the semantical games.
Right, but again, people don't remember that. All people know is that you faced the most scrutiny of any supplement nutrition.
They had San Francisco law firms that basically own the testing place and who sue people when it doesn't pass California standards. While a lot of folks don't even sell in California, and they didn't get what they wanted.
Right. So you tested the most stringent, devoted lab testing process in history. And you passed the test. I think it was an amazing. That's why I linked an article widely. That's why I linked a lot of this stuff. And the truth is that I think, but I guess the bigger point though is
the point is BuzzFeed has to cover us because they're losing control.
Will they test supplements from Amazon that Jeff Bezos sells though? I guess that's my bigger question is that why aren't they testing supplements from Amazon and Jeff Bezos?
I asked Charlie Wurzel on the phone. I called him up last week or 2 weeks ago, and I said, why don't you test that? He just kept saying, well, you're a very interesting person with a big platform. And I go, Bezos is way more important, you know, $100 billion, Amazon, Whole Foods, once world government, once the president dead.
Yeah, I actually was reading the Forbes, the old thing. I'll send the picture to the production team, actually, what Bezos looked like before his big rebrand. But the truth is that in media, the biggest, and you didn't make
skip this one break today.
Politico just had the top 50 most influential people in media. Maybe, you know, maybe the people can find that and pull that up. Bannon's on there, but Drudge and you aren't there. In media right now, the three most influential people in media are Drudge, Bannon, and you, not necessarily in that order. And so you have to, if you're on a media beat, you have to write about you. That's why it's just
But they
job.
Still play the game like we don't exist. And I don't care about them saying we're big. It's just that, you know, human-animal chimeras are real. MIT's been reporting on it for a decade. All these things are real. Geoengineering's real. And they just keep saying we're crazy and it isn't working. Where does this go? We've got to go to our guest. I apologize for getting him on late. But I guess he can apologize because he didn't make the show last week. But best-selling author, researcher, former Army intelligence officer, really smart guy, survivalblog.com, James Wesley Rawls. I'm not going to play all the clips because of time.
I read one of his books like years ago, actually. I know that name.
He's a best-selling fiction writer and nonfiction guy.
A long time ago, yeah.
Yeah, James Wesley Rawls, Patriot. He's been writing Patriot stuff for 25 years. James Wesley Rawls, let me ask you this question. What point are we at historically right now? Because we're talking about the tipping point, an acceleration of time, an acceleration of knowledge, all this AI. Where are we right now?
Well, I think we're entering a phase in our nation's history where we're seeing technology intersect with politics. And at this point, we are at great risk of having technology leapfrog to the point where personal freedom is destroyed in our nation. We're at that point right now, and we need to be vigilant, and we need to be as politically active as possible to prevent that kind of overreach, because the technology is there. All the way from biochipping all the way up to, you mentioned, weather control. So we need to be vigilant. We need to be politically active. And we definitely need to have family preparedness a goal, because I think that as time goes on, we're going to see more and more crises that will impact us at the family level.
Why is it historical that earthquakes, storms, political unrest all go together? The globalists know that. So they say, oh, it's global warming. Give us full control of geoengineering. Let us run your lives. Let us track everything you do. Let us tax you. Let the technocracy run your life, the AI algorithms, and this will save the earth. You can already see what they've scripted. And then along comes a record hurricane, now a Category 6. And the whole thing's very suspicious.
Doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kit is classified, and the part that's classified is the COG.
In fact, many years, 90% of its budget has been secret, but now Trump clearly, to his credit, and I want Sermons to pop in on this, he really ordered FEMA to take action, to not just have a vestigial front for natural disaster relief, but to actually make its mission more about disaster relief, because real COG is about the country being in a good position.
But yeah, there's no point in having a federal government if they can't do disaster relief roads. A few things the government should do well. The government shouldn't be worried about every kind of thing in our private life. And he handled it like an executive. You know that Trump was doing the right thing when the media was unable to criticize him. Obama, on the other hand, there was massive flooding.
He doesn't even show up.
Right. He was playing golf. There was flooding.
Well, you notice Trump also got out of the way and said, let the locals spearhead this because they have the people, the manpower, they're there, and they've got places to take folks. We can't centralize something this big. He has that basic faith in the people.
Well, Trump understands people, whereas Obama always looked down on us. As, like, I don't, Obama, did, so this is the thing about Obama that a lot of people don't understand is Obama doesn't hate us, but he views us as like his little pets.
It's like ants.
Yeah, we're not really
like
fully human. We can't have freedom. And this is a lot of liberals. Is,
like an ant farm, you know, over on the shelf.
Yeah, like,
expanding on that.
They're over here and
Trump
them.
Came up with his dad, who bare knuckles got into the real estate business with the skin of his, you know, teeth, just being really a tough guy. And Trump knew it was about the workers liking him, working late, cooking them hamburgers out there, going, you know, to the pool hall with them. But they like it. They get down in the, then they have all the big planes and the fancy stuff, but he likes, you know, hamburgers with ketchup on them at night. That's super blue collar, folks. I mean, he cooks a steak well. I mean, that's ultra blue collar. Trump is a blue collar billionaire, and he actually likes getting in there, helping people, seeing people being taken care of, and that's what they hate. James Wesley Rawls, what do you think their next move is going to be?
Well, boy, I think that we're going to see the mass media try to spin Hurricane Irma into some sort of class war. They're going to try to take Irma, the aftermath of that hurricane, and use it to try to divide people. They're going to do their best.
That's right, James. Get a drink of water. Sounds like you were eating a peanut or something and got part of it down your windpipe. That's happened to me hundreds of times on air, trying to eat something during the break. Puff a little piece down, and you're wishing somebody would let you get a drink of water.
That's why I don't eat till 2 p.m. Because empty stomach, you know. Yeah, so I do intermittent fasting, so I don't eat usually until 2 p.m. That way, the whole time, it's just clear mind. My body's not digesting any food. I'm just focused on pure instinct and everything.
James, I want to get back to you real quick and have you expand on this. I don't have the staff or crew to go do it, but what's the point? Everybody heard you that listens regularly. Predict before Trump even got elected they'd use culture war and that they would then go to Weatherman tactics when beating people on the street didn't work. But then the hurricane came, turned people against it, and now Pelosi and others had to come out and say, okay, they're a terror organization or they're a criminal organization. A week after that, they're a terror organization. It seems like that blew up in their face. What does it signify them basically flushing the toilet on Antifa, or is that only a limited thing for face-saving in the algorithm?
No, I think that it's more face-saving because I think they want to distance themselves from Antifa because they can see what's coming, and that is a large segment of Antifa is in a particular camp. They call themselves the By Any Means Necessary camp, BAMN. That's actually a fairly large portion of Antifa. I think the liberal establishment is trying to distance themselves from that camp of Antifa because they don't want any of it sticking to them when Antifa starts their inevitable terrorism campaign.
That's powerful. We should talk more about that.
That's important. Jump in.
Yeah, yeah. And it's important, too, that the left wing, for the first time, not done by the mainstream media, alternative media, people who are listening in. This is why when people go, how do you join the information wars? Everybody listening in was calling Paul Ryan and calling Pelosi and said, you need to disavow Antifa. Because if Trump has to disavow David Duke, then you have to disavow Antifa. The mainstream media was not calling for that. And that's another reason the mainstream media is freaking out, because they don't have the power now. We've hijacked the mechanisms of the globalists and the machine where we're going to make them disavow Antifa.
That's right. We're controlling the narrative now because we're pushing logic and people instantly buy into that because they already know it. They know that Pelosi and all these other acronyms are jokes.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why when people listening in, what can you do? That's why the media wants people hopeless. But Hurricane Harvey, and of course, you know, John, chime in here if you have anything to say about that, is Hurricane Harvey proved that the American people have not quit. It proved that the lies about Americans not loving each other are false. And I think that Harvey is an opportunity for us to collectively level up.
Let's come back, because if Harvey devastated the globalist race war division agenda, their hate agenda. They call us hate. They're the ones pushing hate. Then how important is this next battle? We'll come back with James Wesley Rawls, Mike Cernovich, and more on the other side. Stay with us.
Welcome.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
How many times must I tell you? All right, coming up after our guest leaves the James Wesley Rawls, we got Roger Stone's been on vacation for a week and a half, much deserved. He'll be hosting the fourth hour and co-hosting the next 3 hours after that. Mike Cernovich is going to be hosting an hour up as well. But quarterbacking the whole thing in the big HD studio, the new studio, will be Owen Schroyer. And the reason I say HD studio for our radio stations in HD audio, HD video for syndication purposes. And then we can have all these other guest hosts who are at remote locations, sometimes not with the perfect HD audio. So we're building something really new here to tie in citizen journalists, activists. Mike Cernovich loves roundtable shows. War Room, a lot of hours. We'll have 4 or 5 people on it. Some days he won't be there. Some days he will. Whenever he wants, he'll come to the show. Roger Stone will be on at least an hour every day. We're going to have all these other broadcasts getting launched, and the radio stations are really excited and starting to turn them on. That's a big deal to launch a new show and already have radio stations. David Knight's been on for 2 weeks, already has three affiliates, more than 70 looking at signing agreements. The problem is they always have 6 month to year long contracts with the big two networks that are out there. And so we're looking at by end of year, probably 100 stations picking up David Knight, hopefully. I'm shooting for a big number. And that's old-fashioned terrestrial radio, but that's the original digital soapbox. That's the place where they don't screen your calls and you reach big audiences and it's not controlled. That's the old original outpost of what became the new independent media. And I based what I've done on a talk radio / TV format so that we're up here just giving you a basic breakdown of the latest news, philosophy, guests, issues, people that agree, people that disagree, and then pushing you towards newswars.com. That's our modern age, the news wars. And, of course, you've got the fact that it's an info war, a war on for your mind. Mike Stern, what you were talking about with James Wesley Rawls was just saying, we're going back to him, about how critical this is. You said, look, next phase is false flag. I totally agree with you as you went to break. That's their only move. We are kicking their butt. They want to play the part of the victim. They've been caught staging events or winding them up. All three of the leaders of the white supremacist rally had worked for Obama and Hillary just in a year.
Right, right. And so when I say false flag, and this is an important thing, too, because they like to twist it.
We're not saying these events don't happen.
Exactly, exactly. It's about who's orchestrating the event. So, for example, that alt-right right rally, as we know now, Jason Kessler was an occupied person, was a total infiltrator. There's probably that was a false flag in the sense that, no, there was a horrific
event. They had State Department officials out there.
It was terrible. So it did happen. But it was who was it? It wasn't a natural, organic gathering of patriots. It was a fabrication. So that's what I mean when I talk about a false flag. I mean that what we're going to see is the ADL, the SPLC, deep state, using people like Jason Kessler type Soviet
with their offshore bank accounts, we've now discovered.
Exactly. Well, over $200,000 in Bitcoin has been transferred to the Daily Stormer, which is a marginal site. Well, who is doing that? Well, we don't know, but we do know the Southern Poverty Law Center is hiding millions of dollars offshore. So is the Southern Poverty Law Center taking that money?
They are a so-called public interest group. No other public group like this has these quasi-illegal accounts. We need them to release the full records of their Mediterranean and European, but also Caribbean bank accounts.
Right. So they're taking that money, they're funneling in it, laundering it, if you will, and then they're using that money to fund websites like the Daily Stormer and other sites that make people.
By the way, the Southern Poverty Law Center got caught running the main white supremacist compound, Elohim City, and commanding it.
Right. Well, and that's what people don't realize is that the SPLC is a history of this. We're not just saying like, oh, I imagine they would. No, they've been caught doing it before, and they're doing it now. So that's why you take all that money, you hide that money, and then they can fund their little black ops to try to make everybody look bad.
While putting us in with Nazis, a lot of them their own connections, hoping one of their minions, like they went into the Focus on the Family Research Council and shot it up, hoping we get killed.
Yeah, Floyd Lee Corkins, very important name. Everybody in America should know the name Floyd Lee Corkins. He went on the Southern Poverty Law Center's website, found a hate list name, and then went and committed a mass shooting, wanted to murder people. The media never demanded the Southern Poverty Law Center disavow this, so that makes you wonder if the media supports it. The media barely covered up the connection. Are they barely? The Young Turks inspired multiple mass shooters, including the Seattle shooter. I've documented this on my Medium page, proving that multiple mass shooters were.
Oh, and then there's the Young Turks.
Then
there's the Young Turks and getting all their foreign offshore money from Gulf state dictatorships.
Qatar is what I've heard. Qatar and other tyrannies.
Well, they don't deny it.
Well, I know. That's so bad that it's hard to believe. When I first heard it, I was like, I wonder if this is fake news. I had to actually look it up. So they unabashedly take it, and they've inspired Elliot Rodger, the Chula Vista shooter. He went and killed a bunch of people near Santa Barbara. He was a avid watcher and subscriber of the Young Turk.
And again, they're so arrogant when they talk about us. They go, somebody that nobody needs to talk about. No one even knows their name, but okay, we're going to talk about them. I mean, give me, it's just, they're so arrogant. Let's go back to James Wesley Rawls of SurvivalBlog.com. So you predicted all this up to now. You heard us warn about false flags. I mean, what are their other moves? What is your concern about false flags?
Well, I think there definitely will be a lot of staged events. If you look at what happened in Charlottesville, there was obviously the whole rent-a-crowd or rent-a-mob fact factor that came into play there. I think they'll do more of that. They'll probably use Bitcoin and other nefarious banking practices to try to cover their trail. But we'll still be able indirectly, or at least post facto, to follow the money. And we'll see in these false flag events, these staged events, more and more money being funneled to the most radical people they can find on the opposite side of the fence, simply to stir the pot, simply to try to trigger an event that will play into their political agenda. And the Southern Poverty Law Center, which has not just demonized you, but it's demonized me by name, is a prime candidate for that kind of action. I would not put it past them.
What do you make of them having tens of millions in secret shady bank accounts offshore?
Right. And they've got that war chest available, and they have no moral compunctions. So they don't have any reservations at all in handing that literally in the hands of neo-Nazis, handing it to them and saying, you know, they could even do it anonymously nowadays.
And by the way, they were running Elohim City. They had federal informants like Howell and others that went public about this. There were a lot of deaths surrounding this about how they were in command of Elohim City. And that's where, of course, the Oklahoma City bombing came out of. These people are hardcore. And it was Eric Holder at the time, deputy attorney general, who got caught in the emails via lawsuits, who was basically quarterbacking it. Amazing. So, James Buzzer-Rawls, what else is on your radar screen?
Well, I want to reemphasize the importance of watching for the use of high technology by the Antifa terrorists. I think especially because a lot of their young activists are technically savvy, there's a very high likelihood that they're going to use cyber weapons or they're going to use high technology in weird combinations to inflict terror on a grand scale. And as we mentioned before, they may also try to attribute it to someone else, to false flag the whole event. So watch out for the use of high-tech cyber weapons, off-the-shelf equipment like drones, and drones used in combination with non-eye-safe lasers, with chemical weapons, bacteriological weapons, maybe even nuclear material that doesn't reach critical mass, just used as a dirty bomb. But look for combinations of technologies to be used in unprecedented ways.
What about, because I was asking Cernovich during the break, he's got the article here, about all these TV shows spoofing patriots, spoofing myself, who they've chosen, and then having them say outrageous, racist things and things, and then hiding behind the fact that it's comedy. But they're posing as news shows, it's comedy, and then they're defaming folks. I think this is a form of identity theft.
Well, yeah, certainly it is. And it's one of those dirty tricks that they don't have any compunctions about using. And if they've already co-opted the mass media, now they're basically fine-tuning it to use slurs and innuendos and false characterizations to meet their political goals. And that's exactly what they've done to you, as what they've done to me. In my case, it was guilt by non-association or even disassociation. But again, that's the way they play. That's the way their budgets operate. And that's what we can expect more of in the future. If anything, I think they're going to amp it up.
But it seems the public is getting psychologically aware of this, psychologically immune to this. I'm just concerned, Mike Cernovich. What do you think they're going to try next? I keep asking that because if everything they're doing is blowing up in their face, what's going to come next then?
Well, they'll have another. I mean, think about the historical moment we were almost at with the James Damore, the Google attack on free speech. We were about to have an elevated conversation on what free speech means and about diversity in tech and diversity of opinions. So you always have those alt-right people, that's who's used by these groups, to go kill somebody, have a rally, have Klan torch marches and everything. So those right now are the most useful tools. So I imagine that those people are planning another event so that somebody else can get killed or something else can happen, and the media can point and say, look, look how bad these guys are, and then they're going to try to tie us to those people. That's the classic game. So, for example, Soros, they're trying to tie Tucker Carlson to all these morons because Tucker Carlson hosted Andrew Torba, the CEO of Gab, which is a free speech alternative to Twitter. So the media, the real conspiracy theorists now are actually the media, because they'll say, well, wait a minute, Tucker Carlson had the CEO of a tech company on his show. Oh, but wait a minute, some of the people who use Gab.ai are maybe not nice people. Therefore, those not nice people, Tucker really likes them, and he's trying to promote them and everything. So they've gone full conspiracy theory where nothing actually makes any sense what they say, and that's why...
And you just hit on the heart of it. Not just about starting a race war. They love that, but their main objective is that the liberal media defines who you can have on, who you can't have on, and then basically bullies News Corp with this criticism into curtailing their most popular shows and thus sinking their enemy when it's the mouse that roared. As you said earlier, it's all just an intimidation, and if you realize it's a fraud and don't blink, it just totally dissipates, and you realize what a joke it is. Who cares if a bunch of scumbags and globalists call you a Nazi when you're not?
Yeah, the no platforming is really what triggers the media. They'll go, how dare Megyn Kelly have Alex Jones on her? How dare Cernovich appear on 60 Minutes, even though I gave them 15.1 million views of the record since Barry and Michelle went on the first time? So they want to control who's allowed to have a so-called platform. So then what do we say? We're freedom-minded. We go, well, if they don't want to let us have a platform, we'll go create our own platforms. And now they're trying to kick us off of our platforms. That's the next step. But they're pushing too hard, and they're pushing too aggressively and too viciously. So ultimately, we'll just have to...
Exactly. Don't they get beyond the Streisand effect? I'd call it the Beatles effect or whatever, or the Elvis effect. Oh, my gosh. You know, they had a bunch of teenage-age women throwing their bras and panties at Elvis, you know, a bunch of 18-year-old girls. Well, obviously, those first events were staged with some actors to get the hysteria going for the video shoot, for the film shoot, to then hand it off to the media, knowing everybody would run out and go, oh, my gosh, look, he's corrupting our young ladies, knowing they'd all run out and buy Elvis records. I mean, don't they understand that that's what they're doing to us? But see, they think it doesn't matter because they're going to completely shut us down. They're not going to even let us have a platform.
Well, we'll print stuff out. I'll show up. That's the difference between us and other people, is I'll just show up to their houses. I'll print out pamphlets. I'll mass mail pamphlets all across the country. They have no idea, actually. If they come after me, I'm not going to say, oh, it's a private company. They can do whatever they want. They're a private company. They have no idea what they'll...
But notice, you had the idea of the nationwide Google demonstrations, which everybody basically canceled, because they went, look, Alex Jones, Jack Posobiec, and Mike Cernovich, they have this idea for alt-right Nazi rallies against Google, and not just us, the people that were all going to sponsor it all chickened out. I understand why, because they're saying Nazis are coming here, telling their idiot viewers and listeners that we're literal Nazis. They march in there like, you know, PCP heads or somebody in a matrix and literally want to kill us because the mainstream media told them we were Nazis.
Well, that's why the media gives all this coverage to the so-called alt-right. I mean, let's look at it this
way. We're the new right. We're the new patriots. We're the new renaissance. I'm not even right-wing.
Exactly. I was even talking to somebody. This is a movement. I'm not even using right-wing anymore because we've transcended this right-left paradigm. But the reason, think about this, right? How easy could you or I get 400 or 500 people to show up? A tweet?
Yes.
Easy, right? So the alt-right got $10 million in free media coverage. Oh, they're having this event, and we'll be there, and we'll give you free promotion.
And there was less than 200 of them.
Yeah. They get a few dopes to show up.
What were their numbers? They looked tiny.
Yeah, and then most of them who showed up, they were...
were media to cover it.
Anyway, yeah, media.
But I was about to say...
And other people.
So it was like Watson said right after Hillary lost, he said, we are the new right, we are not the alt-right. They define that to put anybody that's smart in that group and then call them all white supremacists. In closing, James Wesley Rawls, thanks for coming on, but you were dead on about Antifa. Other key things you'd like to impart to us?
Well, just watch the media and the way that they treat us in the next few months. I think that they're just really getting started in their attempt to silence us, but it's really going to backfire on them. In their attempt to marginalize us, they're actually going to draw more attention to the alternative media. And when they try to demonize us, we'll get more viewers. When they try to demonetize us, we'll get more viewers. When they try to demote us in the search engine rankings, we'll end up with more viewers. And if they try to delete videos from YouTube, for example, there are going to be alternative platforms that pop up where folks like Full30.com, where folks are going to go and find the content they really want to see.
That's right. James, let me bring this up since you raised it. Go ahead.
To marginalize us, we're going to backfire.
I agree, but you just said it. We could see in before World War II, the Germans building up with the Polish border and others. Everybody knew war was coming. Here, they're launching all these new TV shows, as I said, misrepresenting who I am, all launching now. They're not doing that for nothing. I agree. It's not even that I'm this big leader. They're choosing this fake straw man of myself to make it the image of the liberty movement to try to destroy that fake image and then tie it to whatever false flags I think they've got ready. And I think they're going to bomb federal buildings and stuff. I think they're going to not just do what they did in Charlottesville. I think they're going to kill a bunch of people, mass shootings, you name it. The guy gets shot. He's got a backpack full of, you know, every liberty lover's newspaper or magazine or article or film. I think that's what's going to happen.
Well, they had a guy, Unite the Right, pull out his gun, fire his weapon, and say a very bad word to a person. That's what they do. They wanted to trigger a response. So the way you do it is smart. The way they do it is they bring in somebody to create chaos, hoping then that that'll create a mob, rule effect.
Yeah, because we keep catching them in the scientific false flags where they really, do it well. James Leslie Rawls, survivalblog.com. Thank you so much for joining us and co-hosting. We'll be back with more breaking news, the latest on Irma. Stay with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
waging war on corruption. I'm your host, Alex Jones, with Mike Cernovich. We're doing two more segments, and then Roger Stone is taking over. And then you got to get a little bit of a break because they're going to be interviewing me for the film you're producing while you go on and co-host with Owen some in the new studio. And we're building a whole other studio right out here. It'll be done in about 3 months. That way I can have other shows going out and other breaking news in there with reporters while we're in here and vice versa. We cover a lot of the minutia of the news, but a lot of days, like you said, we get big picture. And the globalists are getting their butt handed to them. And if there is a big terror attack, chemical attack, biological attack, radiological attack, something that you know is in your area, videotape everybody, get details. Enough of you do that. It's why they've backed off Oklahoma City-style events, because they got caught by people in the building. Folks know to look at the feds. The local cops remembered who was there. They named FBI agents. They even used German intelligence. A lot of times when you commit crimes against your own country, you use foreign assets. It's like an agreement. Like they have the NSA in England spying on citizens here and vice versa. So it's a swap situation. So, Mike Cernovich, I could not reiterate enough that, yes, we're having big victories, but they're trying to stall the economy. They're trying to block the recovery. They're trying to encircle Trump. Let's come back from break in a moment and talk about the fact that we love the Trump agenda. We love the fact that we got him in there. He's better than Hillary, but they are starting to slow him down and encircle him. And, you know, is he kind of halfway starting to give up to the deep state just because he's waiting for a breakout in Congress? So we'll talk to you in a moment about that. But first off, we need to support the broadcast, and I'm not complaining. I love you guys. You've done a great job. We have the very best products out there at very low prices, but if you haven't tried, our bone broth formula is the very best out there, the strongest, from organic chicken bones, concentrated, processed, with all the stem cells and all the rest of it in there, all the key nutrients, the chaga mushroom, the bee pollen, the turmeric, and five or six other great superfood ingredients. It's always a great deal when we discount it for like $45. Similar stuff sells for $60 at the mall at those vitamin stores. Ours is much stronger, much more concentrated. It's $29.95 in strawberry or chocolate flavor. And talk about filling, talk about delicious, talk about amazing. The best meal replacement out there from my perspective. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And because of the hurricane or the crises, we're offering 50% off our storable foods of the highest quality and just been produced, powered by My Patriot Supply, and 50% off on some of the water filtration systems. We've never done that. And also 57% off on X2 and Super Male. That is going to have to end the next few days because I can't keep doing those because those products are about to sell out. But Caveman is going to be on sale till it sells out. That should be in the next few weeks, and then we get more in October. But I want you to try it and see how great it is. InfoWarsStore.com. Mike Cernovich, let's start getting into the Trump agenda, where it is, where you see him going, because a lot of great things are happening. But Bannon and others say that, no, you're about to see a mainline president, a mainline Republican compared to what you saw. Is that them kind of sour grapes because they got kicked out, or what's happening?
Well, Trump just agreed to raise the debt ceiling limit for the next 3 months. So he already, unfortunately, gave them that deal. That just broke an hour or two ago.
So what happened?
So he wants to be liked, I think, by Schumer and those people. It's a fundamental human need. Trump. That's the thing about Trump is he's an amazing historical figure, but he still has the foibles that all humans have, which is that it is hard to not be liked. It is hard to be hated. You want to appeal to people who hate you and say, well, why do you hate me? I want you to understand me. I want you to know that I'm not this caricature that you create. And if you lack moral certainty and a philosophical grounding that what you're doing is virtuous, true, and good, then you're more susceptible to the mind control.
But he's great, better than anybody I know at not blinking and moving forward. I mean, he did the right thing on DACA. It's an order by Clinton, by Obama. It's illegal. It's letting criminals and child molesters stay here free. He told Congress, fix it where it's really people, you know, who came here when they were young, who aren't criminals, have a vetting, and I'll do it. That's very liberal. But they're calling him the demon. So he did the right thing there, though.
Yeah, but they're saying he didn't do the right thing because they know that it's going to be very hard to fix this in Congress with the 2018 midterms coming up.
Sure, sure. So stay there. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening.
And then Roger Stone and more. And then you're going to get about 50-minute break. Go eat some barbecue. And then you're going to be on the war room. I'll be there, too.